steam turbine generator. The steam produced in the steam boiler was supplied to the steam turbines. You can see the open steam turbine and a part of remaining turbine blades inside it. There is an electricity generator where electricity was produced next to the turbine. Dry steam, superheated to 370 degrees and pressurized up to 12 to 15 atmospheres, was supplied to the turbine where it rotated the blades. Some of the blades were removed from this turbine as the need to rotate the generator disappeared when the power station stopped producing electricity. There are wide openings through which the de-energized steam, after turning the turbine blades, used to descend to the steam condenser in the basement, where it turned into water again at the bottom of the turbine. The second component of the turbine generator is a generator connected with the steam turbine. The generator consists of a conductor and magnets which create a magnetic field inside. A massive copper wire reel was used as a conductor in this generator. When the conductor rotates in the magnetic field, electrons move in the conductor and electricity is generated in this way. Electricity is directed from the generator to the transformer, where voltage is changed and it is supplied to the consumers from the transformer. Electricity was supplied to the city via 7 different lines, which were managed from the control panel in the power station.